Email marketing is still very effective. Today, we'll discuss 8 new ways to use it, and more importantly, how to profit from it.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold 6 businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. Here's a simple question for you to start out. How long has it been since you've looked at your emails that you send out to your clients? 6 months? Has it been a year? Longer? Maybe never. Now could be the time for a review, because although it's not the most recent, greatest, or exciting technology, emails are still exceedingly effective, and that hasn't changed. However, the way to utilize them has, and the way they're viewed has as well. The big change is due to cell phones, portable devices, smartphones, tablets, pads. Now over 50% of your emails are viewed on cell phones instead of a regular computer, and this trend shows no sign of changing. Mix this with the proven fact that all of us are peppered by so many emails, everyone has to be selective on which emails are opened. Are you prepared for this change? For most companies, the answer is no. Currently, almost all businesses do is send the promotion of the week type emails. It's not surprising that the majority of people on email lists like this ultimately back out or stop opening their emails altogether. Let's take a fast look on a way to get your email marketing up to date. To maintain, grow, and profit from a list, all it takes is a little creativity. Ask if your consumer would be attracted by your email's title and its headline. Like all marketing, it must be a benefit to them, not another feature or advertisement of your business. For your purchaser to open your emails, you need to think like a customer and ask basically, what's in it for me? WIIFM, what's in it for me? So here are 8 little known ways or strategies on how to improve your email marketing. 1, use PDF attachments. What if your business has a listing of services? Though you suspect that your clients know all of the things you do, they probably don't. You could send out this list with an offer or promotion on your services, even new services. They could print it and have it available any time, or better yet, use it as a coupon. Some email filters can block attachments, so it might also be a good idea to list the contents inside the email also. And also, when sending attachments of any type, realize your open rates will be a little bit less because some people are hesitant to open any emails with attachments. This technique is best after 1 or 2 emails and only after your clients trust you. 2, offer polls. Everybody likes to supply their opinion. Email can be set up to have your customers vote on a poll of your choosing by clicking a straightforward tab. You can then use the info to your benefit. Maybe your own customers will actually tell you what to sell them or what to do next. 3, offer surveys. Similar to the last one, but really in greater detail. Think about launching a new product or service. You could learn if your clients really need it or want it and would actually use it. You could offer contests. 4, what if you sent out an email with a phone number that when they called it went to a recorded message describing the challenge? They listened to the message about your new service or product first, and then they entered in the contest. You had a drawing for the winner of all who called. 5, referring new clients. Are you offering incentives to your current customers if they refer to your new business? 6, video emails. Are you offering links in your email to your videos? Many people would prefer to watch a video over reading text. Send promotional codes. If you sell online, you have the capacity to set promo vouchers for any special discounts or promo codes. Use these and watch your sales explode. 8, consider that all of your email will be read on the cell phone. Try and keep it simple and short and to the point. Well, folks, these are just a couple of ideas, and remember that with a little creativity, your email marketing can explode and still be extremely profitable for you. I hope these ideas have been helpful. I thank you for checking in. Look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button.